Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. And joining us on the line now is the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Now's Cowgirls. Jessica Nail joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, no problem.
So as we take a look here at your squad, you guys had a very rewarding week, I'd say, last week. You go 2-0, both matches against Garner and Webster City. You're down 2-1 going into the fourth match. Each time you come back and pull out a 3-2 win, and just being able to come back and win both those matches, what do you think that says about your team and how they progressed here this season?
Yeah, it was, you know, a great week for us getting those two wins. It was definitely a challenging week for them, but I was just proud of, you know, they continue to fight. They continue to come together as a team and, you know, figure it out how to win. It wasn't always pretty and didn't always go our way, but, you know, we came out on top each night, and so we had a couple tough losses in the conference the week before, so I was just proud that, you know, they continue to fight. They continue to come together and when needed, and different girls are stepping up different nights, which is great to see too. So it really was a team effort all week for us to get those wins.
And look, taking a look at some stats here, someone that at least jumped off the court to me on the Thursday night game against Webster City and really has come into her own at that libero row has been Indy Johnson. 427 digs, I believe that leads the conference this year. And she has really been all over the floor, and she's seemingly in the right spot at all times whenever she is trying to defend an opposing team's attack. You know, what kind of strides has Indy made since the start of the season and now here to the end of the season?
Yeah, you know, she plays a lot of volleyball, so we knew coming in the season she was definitely going to play a huge role in the back row for us, stepping up as a leader, you know, in the back row. It's, you know, she played as libero last year, and then we had two new ones that filled some roles for us this year. So we knew she needed to be a leader back there. She is leading the conference in digs, and she just reads so well. She reads the hitter. She anticipates. So she's always able to get to the right spot by reading and anticipating what their hitters are doing. And she's just aggressive. She's going to go for any ball, you know, whether it's playable or not. She's going to go until, you know, she can't go anymore until that ball hits the floor. So it's just, again, great leadership, understands the game of volleyball so well, and not just in her digging, but her serve receive is, you know, it's been on all season for us. She's always one that we can rely on. We notice teams try to stay away from her, and we try to move her around as much as we can. And again, she reads the ball off the server's hands just so well and so early that she's able to get to most balls anyways, even if they're trying to keep the ball away from her. So, yeah, she's just been a great leader back there for us and consistent all year.
And someone else, and I believe we've talked about her impact, but it feels like she's really stepped it up a notch here in the second half of the season, has been Elliot Ennis in the middle. And she had a big week last week. Saw against Garner, she had 11 kills and 12 blocks. She, you know, she has almost double-digit kills and almost double-digit blocks against Webster City on Thursday night. And when you look at how Elliot's game has raised, even from the middle of the season to now the end of the season, what kind of an impact has she had for your squad on both sides of the floor here, especially in the second half of the year?
Yeah, I've been extremely proud of her. She's just working hard, and she's constantly in the play. So, you know, she goes up for one, she's back down, and she's ready to go. She's following the ball all the time. And I think she's just done a lot better job of reading the hitters and taking away kind of their angles, whereas before I think she was just kind of, you know, getting to a spot. You know, she had the arm, she has the height, but she's just done a lot better job of, you know, reading the hitters, anticipating, getting to know kind of their tendencies, so she can, you know, get the right angle for her block. And then we're always looking to her, you know, and when she's on, we're telling our setters to get her the ball. And, you know, she's had a couple offsets, but she's come back strong. And, you know, we're never, you know, I wish she would hit more sometimes. Sometimes she shies away when she has a couple errors and gets in her head. But so we've been working through that mental side of the game. But yeah, we can always, you know, trust that we can go back to her and she's going to get the ball into play.
And finally, as we take a look here, obviously you guys open up postseason play coming up tomorrow night when you guys take on Southeast Valley down in Gowrie. And if you get managed to win that, a good chance you'll be facing the top seed, Cherokee Washington. That would come up on Thursday night. And, you know, going into the postseason, what has been the message to the girls about the postseason and about the challenges that brings? What's the feeling amongst this team as you guys open up postseason play coming up tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, like I said, a big week for us to get two wins and, you know, two tough wins, having to go five sets. So playing 10 sets in a week just, I think, kind of helped build that stamina, just helped build our, you know, confidence going into postseason, which was huge. You know, I think our leadership is strong right now. Everyone is playing their part. You know, we're not relying really on one person to do the job. We've had, you know, a couple girls step up at the net. Kennedy Jackson has been huge for us. She's not one that, you know, you see in the stats column real strong. But just her on the right side, she's really been consistent down the stretch for us. So we just have a lot of girls, you know, doing what they need to do and stepping up and kind of playing their best volleyball right now. So I think, you know, we're taking it one day at a time, one game at a time. I think this, you know, this first match is definitely, you know, a winnable game for us. We haven't played great on the road, so it's just getting them, you know, ready to go on the road, coming out with that energy right away. We've been getting ourselves in some holes early on, so just, you know, coming out, starting strong is going to be huge for us and just continue to build on that and keep that confidence, keep our heads up through the entire match is going to be big.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tomorrow night against Southeast Valley.
Thank you very much.
Yep, that was Jessica Nail, the head volleyball coach here of the Clarion Goldfield Now's Cowgirls, as we'll have more coming up on the other side of the break here on 95.7 FM.